By the way, the scriptural defense against the belief of reincarnation we just heard in that letter to the Hebrews, where it reads, man dies once and then comes judgment. We don't die over and over again and come back as a dog or something. Although if you do come back as a dog, you want to be my dog, believe me. You live like a king and have the whole bed. Our gospel story today is the story of the widow's mite. The widow's mite, M-I-T-E, which means a small coin. The story begins with Jesus sitting next to the temple treasury, and he's watching people make their donations. We don't know why he's doing this exactly. He's people watching, maybe. Or we can always learn about people, how they use their money. But he's watching people. Many of the wealthy people put in sizable amounts. But there's one poor widow that catches our Lord's eyes, who put in two small copper coins, just a few cents today. But her gift, according to our Lord, was all she had to live on. And because of that, her gift represents a total giving of herself to God. Jesus rounded up his disciples when he saw this, and he said, this widow, right there, has put in more than all who have contributed. She has put in everything she has. The widow's mite answers beautifully the how and why of giving. The widow teaches us how to give. She is not waiting until she has a surplus. She gives in her need. There is not a if-then preface to her giving. If I have enough, then I'll give. If I like the priest, then I'll give. If the homily's short, then I'll give. There's no if-then preface to her giving. She gives out of her need. Because of the why of giving, this widow wants to give. She thanks God for whatever blessings she has. She may not have anything, but she is aware of God's blessings in her life. She gives because she believes everyone should do their part. She gives because as a human being, she has a need to give. Human beings have a need to give because that's what brings joy to the human soul. This gospel, my dear people, is so well known. It has lasted through the centuries, not because of the size of her gift, but because of the spirit in which she gave. From the heart, a spirit of trust, a spirit of generosity, a spirit of humility, a spirit of gratitude. It's the giving from the heart which impresses our Lord today. And I thank all of you for your generous giving to this parish. You give so often from the heart. Giving from the heart is living the spirit of that widow at the temple treasury.